1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Hello, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. We've reached chapter 8, guys. How have you guys been?
Yes, good, thank you. Very good.
Yeah, not bad. I did get dumped last night.
Oh, James!
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
You absolute fiend.
No, but I just know that it's going to be an absolute scandal.
By text?
By text.
Who texts?
It's the modern world. It's how it happens now. Everyone gets dumped by text. Well, I certainly do, more often than not.
You know it's coming when you get a text and not a WhatsApp.
Oh, my God. SMS. How cruel.
So I've been seeing him for like, I don't know, a couple of months, like off and on.
Mm-hmm.
But he just went quite quiet on me. And then so I was going to ask him, how do you think things are going?
Would you to dump me?
Basically.
Preemptively dump.
And then he texted me and he was like, you know, I think you're really great, blah, blah, blah. But I got out of a relationship quite recently, just a couple of months ago. And to be honest, I'm not really ready to be seeing anyone.
What?
I know. And I was like, why are we dating? What is the point?
He knew that all the time, though. He'd known that the whole time.
But he didn't tell me.
Deceptive little fucker, James.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Still quite...
Is he handsome?
He's really, really quite handsome.
He's actually the most beautiful boy I've ever seen.
Anyway, I was supposed to be seeing him tomorrow.
Well, obviously that's not happening.
Well, I was like, I won't hold you to it. And he was like, oh, no, I'd still quite like to see you for a drink.
What?
And
No.
I was like, why are we meeting? I was like, honestly, what is the point in all this?
So, sorry, what? You're going on a date even though he dumped you?
It's it's more a drink because I want to...
Why are you a doormat?
I just want to, like, quiz him and be like, where's your head at?
Yeah,
really?
That's a fun
day. I really wouldn't. I think just cut it dead, to be honest with you. What are you going to get out of it? Maybe a blowjob, I don't know. But
blowjob and a free drink?
Oh, in that case, go. But don't litigate it too much, James. Just move on, you know.
Literally the nicest man in the world. Gets dumped and then accepts an invitation to go out for drinks the next night.
Yeah. To be like double dumped.
Yeah.
Oh wait, will he then break up with you in person?
He's doubling down on the dump.
Yeah, he'll probably just give me more reasons.
Exactly.
To be like,
don't entertain it. It's fine.
How
just move
great
on.
For your ego. Definitely go.
Just think of happier things like Belinda blinked.
Oh yes, this will take my mind off it.
We all remember what happened last week. What happened last week?
Was it the fart?
The Gentleman Wolf.
Yes.
No. Well, that did happen last week. But Belinda was. Alice, just remember the show.
Honestly,
this is My Dad Wrote a Porno.
It's like it's new to me every time. That's why my brain is so great.
No, Belinda and Spooner went through that deep fat fryer in It Curry Be Versed and have found themselves in some sort of spy network. And who was behind the desk?
The Duchess.
The Duchess.
Yes, I do remember now. But the chapter was about the fart.
Lest we forget.
It was called A Gentleman Wolf, which
it
is
was,
a fart.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Duchess is revealed to be some kind of higher power, bigger influence in the world of pots and pans.
I always told you I'd come clean.
Oh, yeah.
Are you really sticking to the idea that this is a callback to that?
I don't know. But, well, he seems to have threaded that needle. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
We always give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, some of us do, don't we, Alice?
No comment. So what's this chapter called?
Okay, yes. This chapter is called...
I love he does that, like, we don't do that every week. Oh, yeah, great idea, Alice. Oh, brilliant. Oh, God,
I actually felt really encouraged by it.
Yeah, fuck you, James.
Hey, I'm broken-hearted.
Sorry.
Are you broken-hearted?
No, I'm sure I'll be on to the next one tomorrow. After the drink.
I was going to say, you want to be the old one tomorrow, don't you?
Are there some waiting in the wings? There must be.
Alice, I couldn't possibly say.
Because of GDPR?
Yes. They're entitled to their privacy.
Okay, this week's chapter is called M's the Word.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Intriguing.
Could mean everything or literally nothing.
It could. Are we ready?
Yep.
Belinda blinked. 5. Chapter 8. M's the Word. The Duchess smiled behind the ancient desk of intelligence.
And that sounds more like Harry Potter every chapter.
It's a capital D and a capital I of Desk of Intelligence.
It sounds like was it the Master of the Keys?
The anciently Grandmaster of the Keys.
Sounds like he belongs with the Desk of Intelligence.
Yeah. I know this must be a shock to you. Me, little kinky old me. Being the overall head of British Intelligence Services.
Oh.
So she's...
M.
She's M.
M's M. the Word.
She's Judy Dench.
She's Judy Dench.
So it's what? She's the head of MI5?
She's the overall head.
But wait, now he is just stealing stuff from James Bond.
Yeah. I actually went to university with the son of the real life M.
What?
Actually. Yeah.
Go on.
He was on my course and his dad was the head of MI6.
Are you supposed to know that? I'm sure that's supposed to be like a bit of a secret.
No. It's a political appointment, so it's common knowledge, but his dad isn't M anymore.
So she's the overall head of all British intelligence services. So that's not just MI5. That's the Metropolitan Police.
Yes.
She oversees...
She's Cressida Dick's boss.
Oh,
Jesus.
Infrastructure.
All of that. And she's fannying around with jewellery most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, like we said last week, no wonder she's got all those secret rooms in her house. All of that information she must have.
What, she didn't store it in cupboards in her house, Jamie. I think they hold it in the building.
Yeah, she doesn't need a special cistern or whatever it is that she's got.
Belinda was flummoxed beyond all English words.
Understatement of the year, baby.
I report only into the PM. Well. He actually reports into me.
What are you suggesting?
She has sex with Boris Johnson.
Well, like this was written...
This would have been David Cameron.
Oh, God, I don't know. Rock in a hard place. Fucking hell. Imagine that threesome.
You know what I mean. But it's the truth. Honestly, the places I've put that red phone, Belinda. Talk about an emergency connection.
Oh, my God. Can you just Google the phone for me so I can see what it looks like?
I guess it's like in the Cold War. Was it the White House and the Kremlin that had the red phones that connected?
Oh my God. That's exactly what I'm picturing.
That is old and rusty. Don't put that up there.
Which bit? Like, I don't get it. For whose pleasure? Her Majesty's, I presume, but...
Plus, she's got a room full of fucking dildos. Why is she using a exactly. big red phone?
Well, don't we just keep banging on about it? And jewellery. Sexual jewellery.
So, the Duchess opened her legs under her electronic desk.
It's electronic but ancient.
Yeah, I was imagining like kind of a big leather-bound...
Maybe repurposed for modern needs.
Oh, of course. As Belinda was a couple of feet shorter than Spooner, she saw every wisp of white hair poking.
A couple of feet?
I was just thinking that. So, if Spooner's like 6 foot, she's 4 foot.
She's definitely not 4 foot. Not. We've discussed it before.
Maybe Spooner's like
what,
seven foot five.
7 foot. What a great height for a spy.
He's like Jaws then. Just massive.
Well, they're both like Spooner's like 4 foot and Belinda's like 2 foot.
That's unlikely, I feel.
So Belinda's where?
She's vag height.
Yeah.
That's how tall she is.
But the Duchess is sat down as well, so she's sat down vag height.
Which is, I mean, Al, no offence, but you're
no,
sat down.
No, excuse me, by all means. I'm here for this very reason.
She's like as big as a baby.
Yeah.
a stood-up baby.
A baby is not a standard measurement. So is that a foot?
A foot and a half.
She's a foot and a half tall. Oh, no, her eyes are a foot and a half high. So she's 2 foot tall.
Which means Spooner's 3 foot five.
It doesn't make sense.
To be fair, they've never had their height referenced before. So maybe...
Are we in Lilliput? Like, what's going on?
I mean, it's fine, but it just would have been good to know that they were as big as babies.
Yeah, we are book five. If Belinda's 2 foot tall, it would have been good to know before now, Dad. As Belinda was a couple of feet shorter than Spooner, she saw every wisp of white hair poking either side of her bulletproof knickers. So Belinda's own pubic curls jived and tossed their excitement.
Why is there so much pube focus this chapter?
Yeah.
Some pube on pube action.
She shook herself down, electrocuting each horny strand of hair into stunned
inanimateness.
yeah, say that.
Inanimateness.
Into stunned
inanimateness.
Thank you.
Are we gonna get it?
Come on, we need
every word read by the sun.
Okay. Electrocuting each horny strand of hair into stunned inanimateness.
I'm not sure
if that was a yay, but
that's as close as it's gonna get.
The irony being that is a word, and so many words you've said without a flinch that are completely made up.
Yeah, that's the one that I can't do. It's like how Benedict Cumberbatch can't say penguin.
Well, and you can't say Benedict Cumberbatch by the sound of it.
You're having a mare tonight.
I know, sorry guys. Many of our best agents start in retail, Belinda.
Really?
Continued the Duchess. And I saw something in you immediately. No amount of mud from a medium-sized maze could mask your power, Belinda.
Oh my God, I love a callback.
It's quite a good callback.
So she saw her in the maze and was like, that's a spy.
She's been groomed.
Yeah. I guess she has. Bid on by the Duchess. That's the reason the Duchess bid on her.
Oh my God.
But I can't believe she saw her like caked in mud and just writhing around like a mad woman.
But maybe that's when she thought, you know, if she can handle that situation, she can handle being an MI5.
Wow.
So why don't they recruit from mazes rather than from retail?
Belinda shuddered. She couldn't recall the last time the Duchess had referred to her as Belinda.
What did she normally... Oh, madam, or like...
What is it, mistress or...
Mistress or... Who knows? Who knows and who cares?
Yeah, it's not really the important thing right now, is it? Yeah. Wouldn't you be like, oh my God, I've been part of this master plan. This is insane. Oh, she just called me Belinda.
She called me by my name.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, she rarely calls me that. Oh, cool.
No, you have it. She didn't say she didn't, but yeah. Whatever it is, it's yours and within you.
What is this, The Lion King?
She genuinely thinks she's saying something really profound, doesn't she?
Spooner smiled proudly down Belinda's cleavage. From quite the height. As the owner of the breasts beamed in arrogance. Our source...
No.
I'm going to read it. Then I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
That's kind of what we do.
You need some extra information.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
To the format.
Our sources in Rotterdam have faxed over some information.
And it's already great.
He spelt sources, SAUCES.
Oh.
As in Bernays. Hollandaise.
Tomato.
Exactly.
Sauces.
Our sauces in Rotterdam. Just imagine little jars of sauces in Holland faxing over some information.
This just in from Hoisin.
Our sauces in Rotterdam have faxed over some information. The Duchess continued. Not Agent Helga of the American FBI unit, ma'am.
Bloody hell, this is all coming together and it's blowing my mind.
No, Belinda.
Oh. No, but do you know what I mean? Like, everything's starting to tie up.
I wouldn't say everything.
I don't really get it. Wait, is that why Helga's mayonnaise, the sauces? Is that that?
It could have been, except that it was James that said that her little special sauce was mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So Belinda says, not Agent Helga of the American FBI unit, ma'am. No, Belinda.
No, shut up.
Yeah.
Pleb.
It turns out Giselle
and her ex-brother-in-law have escaped the continent.
Oh, they've left
Europe.
The mainland Europe.
Yeah.
The mainland Europe.
That seems very quick.
Mm.
They only had dinner. And didn't Bish like fart in the starter?
How long was the fart?
That gentleman wolf was barking for quite some time.
It really lingered.
No, Belinda. It turns out Giselle and her ex-brother-in-law have escaped the continent. The mission is to find them and rescue Slints.
If I was the overall head of British intelligence services, I wouldn't give a shit about Slints.
Well, good, because he's fucking dead.
Yeah, and I have a question on that. So how do they know that the two of them have left the continent, but they don't know that Slints is dead?
Makes a fair point.
Well, maybe they were just bugging and tracking their car and didn't know that he was dead inside the car. I don't know.
Or were they like holding Slints and like a puppet? Like, hello, everybody!
Oh, what's here?
Not forgotten about the trioxy blue range, that's for sure.
But you're right, why do they care?
Yeah, I mean, she's head of everything.
Although, there have been what are essentially terrorist attacks because of it.
Do you know what? Actually, you're right. That was a terrorist attack, which would be quite high on the list of her priorities.
National security. Yeah. Mm. She maybe doesn't care about a new set of pans for her, but right. She might care about people's lives.
Also, she was there at the...
She was galloping through the bodies.
And also, she's a member of COC as well, isn't she? So,
yeah.
Isn't that a... You'd say it's a bit of a...
Conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest?
What about Bish, ma'am? Asked Spoons. Leave him for now. He's complicated and protected within the trading partnerships of the ICA.
The Institute of Contemporary Art?
Spooner looked confused. International Crockery Association.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And they are a powerful lobby. You don't want to mess with them. It's like the NRA.
That bone china lot. Oh, my God.
Why do you think we all still use crockery?
Oh, you're right. It's insidious.
It's a racket, isn't it?
I've got side plates. I've got it all.
International Crockery Association, Belinda said smugly.
They're nasty bastards, honestly.
So there's someone higher than Bish, because I thought Bish was kind of top of the tree, but like... God, this is a complicated, like, mafia network.
Well, no, I read that as that he's kind of, because he is a big trading block, he's protected within this kind of international... Bloch. Klaus Bloch.
He'll
oh, my God. It's all making sense.
Wait, the Schweinsteigers, no.
Bargain basement, man, where do they fit in?
Please don't make me boycott them.
No, but I think because he is a actual legit business, he is protected within international trading.
What are we talking about? What do you mean? Because he's an actual legit business? Oh, God. My face hurts.
Honestly, I totally forgot I'd been dumped.
You haven't yet. That's tomorrow. International Crockery Association, Belinda said smugly.
Erotica, guys. Just keep that in the back of your head.
Hey, we saw some old pubes. Like,
you're not wrong.
And some young pubes got electrocuted.
If you love a static pube, this is the chapter for you.
A stunned pube.
My files lead me to think that you will be invaluable, Blumenthal. After all, Cock needs you. Like you need cock.
Very good.
And by golly oh jolly, you'll get some.
Oh. Golly oh jolly.
Golly oh jolly.
I enjoy golly oh jolly.
And golly oh jolly, you'll get some.
Guys, Belinda blinked.
Oh, bloody hell.
What a dream. A real, proper mission to somewhere so very far from home.
Where? We don't know where we're going.
Well, outside Europe.
Could we be going somewhere exotic, though?
Do you remember ages and ages ago, your dad said that he wanted to write a book in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, God.
That would worryingly make a bit of sense with the way this plotline's going. Spooner took her arm and started manoeuvring her out of the book-lined room.
Get what's pushing her out? It's like, hang on, I'm in the middle of a conversation.
But "Are you ready?" uttered the woman in charge. The other two froze still. "I might have to find out for sure." The head of British intelligence's eyes sparkled into Belinda's azure retinas.
Oh, come on.
"A good old-fashioned reconnaissance mission, like when I took out Archibald Duncan."
"Who?"
asked Spooner. "Exactly. Now get lost."
"Mission accomplished, if you know what I mean."
"Thanks to me, you don't know who the fuck he is." Exactly, get out.
She's funny. I like her.
I can imagine her doing stand-up.
Yeah. A nice tight five.
Yeah, she'd be amazing.
"So, who?" asked Spooner. "Exactly. Now get lost, Spoons."
Also, I smell a spin-off. Rocky's like lining his chest, like the Duchess's mission from years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I would not put that past him.
James Spooner bowed deeply. "Her Majesty values you, worships you, and wishes you to be in her once again."
What?
We're in tricky territory, Rocky.
Which Majesty?
"To her dying day. Long live Queen Vagina."
At least make a Regina joke.
Queen Vagina. What world are we?
You know what?
Another woman's name.
You know what he's done. He's worried that he's going to get his head chopped off.
That knighthood is not coming down.
Yeah.
"Long live the Queen Vagina."
The Queen Vagina.
The Queen Vagina.
To the Queen Vagina.
To the Queen Vagina.
To Queen and Country.
Very good.
Thank you.
Spooner, crying a nostril, left the room arse first.
What?
Crying a nostril.
So snotty nosed. Why? Because he's bowing. So he's shuffling out, bum yes. away.
"Speaking of which," deadpanned Belinda. "Oh, God," breathed the Duchess.
Oh, no.
The Duchess's demeanour changed at the pace of a whiskey shot consumed, and she began clawing at the floor with her business shoes.
What, like a bull? Like revving your back leg.
Oh, my God.
Belinda clambered all over the desk of intelligence, shredding her dignity as she did so. At the same pace, the Duchess ripped her own clothes off like a Chippendale minus the cock.
So in every other way, she's like a Chippendale. I beg to differ.
Well, to be fair, policeman's hat.
Belinda knew what to do down here, and her buttery fingertops rubbed...
Greedy little guzzler.
Greasy.
Her buttery fingertops rubbed the Duchess's vaginal pleats with all
pleats,
the...
Pleats, that's new. Mm. Pleats. Very neat.
Yeah.
Neat folds.
Very ironed.
Yes. Very sharp.
So Belinda knew what to do down here, and her buttery fingertops rubbed the Duchess's vaginal pleats with all the wonder of a girl guide exploring her first Ordnance Survey map.
Oh, wow. And that is a wonder. An absolute wonder.
And something I think we can all relate to.
Oh, absolutely. I've never felt more in tune with a reference.
The Duchess was as wet as a summer in Manchester.
That's
I mean,
good.
that must turn your stomach, though. You grew up in Manchester. Yeah. He's harking back to those times.
Every time it rained, he just thinks, a woman getting turned on.
Yeah, big wet vagina. God. If you're in Manchester and it is raining, then just think of the Duchess's vagina.
It'll make those days easier to get through, won't it?
The Duchess was as wet as a summer in Manchester, and her top secret bits were well and truly exposed.
They're not top secret. They're out more than bloody a face.
She squalled in jolly murder as Belinda prodded, rubbed and poked her to the islands of the blessed and back.
A prod and a poke. That's not right.
The islands of the blessed.
And back, a return journey to the islands of the blessed.
Yeah. Where are they? Near the Norse gods? Is where the Norse gods live?
I assume so, yeah.
As she finished kissing her hairless bum,
Belinda... I would hope so.
As she finished kissing her hairless bum, Belinda asked the natural question. So, am I authorised for service then? Yes.
Oh,
yes.
God, I hate his face so much.
Whined the Duchess.
Is that his sex face?
It's my Duchess in
ecstasy face. So yes, it is.
Yes, 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 whined the Duchess. Yes, you have the authority to fly to Australia.
Australia, down under.
That is quite far away from home.
She went down under, so she could go down under.
Hey, well done.
Touché.
So, yes, yes, you have the authority to fly to Australia. And with that, the Duchess collapsed behind the big red trident button.
Oh, there's a big button, is there? And that's to do what? To just set off the Trident missiles?
Yes, set off all the nuclear weapons.
And she just collapsed right next to it. Great, good. I'm glad there's no catch or no, like, sort of dead man's lever or, like, there's, like, nothing.
No codes.
No codes.
It's just a big button.
So there's a big red phone. There's a big red button.
That's your biscuit. There you go.
Great.
It was hard to compute what had all gone on.
You're telling me.
She had to distress.
Sorry.
She had to distress. And there was only one way to do so.
Sex.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp.
I know I ask you both this all the time, but how's your social battery?
Oh my God, you won't stop banging on about our social
very,
batteries.
Very, very depleted, actually. How about you? Yeah, I think so. A bit. I've recently come back from holiday, which I know that's supposed to be really, like, energising, but I feel a bit kind of post-holiday blues, like a bit, maybe, I don't know, just a bit down.
On holiday, it's really nice being surrounded by people, but I think what I always forget is that I really need time on my own.
Yes.
So it can actually be exhausting to be on and be in other people's company and, you know, be doing that kind of cooperative group thing where you're considering everybody's, like, needs and wants. That can be really flat out knackering.
100%. And I kind of realised halfway through, I'm not used to this level of kind of intensity. And it's like, yeah, I did find myself kind of squirreling myself away for quite prolonged periods.
Nothing better than slamming that door shut and locking it and not letting anyone in. But it can be hard to find the right amount of socialising for you, depending what type of person you are. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your social battery.
Yeah, therapy can be good for establishing those boundaries, learning coping skills, learning to say no when maybe that's the best thing for you and that's a kind of form of self-care. So therapy can kind of provide you with that toolkit that becomes really useful, particularly in times of busyness.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mydad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mydad.
Roughly 4 hours, 44 minutes and 14 seconds later, very rough, Belinda was nibbling the edge of a Tic Tac Crunchy on the carpet of her central London apartment.
Does he mean Kit Kat? Does he mean Kit Kat Chunky?
A Tic Tac Crunchy.
Well, Crunchy is a brand, so he's fucked it there.
Or if it is and a Tic Tac Crunchy.
And a Tic Tac's also a brand.
A Tic Tat.
A what?
A Tic Tat Crunchy.
A Tic Tat Crunchy.
Yes.
Yum.
So she was nibbling the edge of a Tic Tac Crunchy on the carpet of her central London apartment. A gift from a hamper from Madeleine Chocolat Chocolate.
Oh, so that's a brand. That's a brand of chocolate chocolate.
Yeah, a Tic Tac Crunchy from Madeleine Chocolat Chocolate.
But if I was Kit Kat or Tic Tac or Crunchy, I wouldn't be over the moon about the appropriation.
If I was Kraft or Nestle or the other one.
Bella was next to her, swallowing a custard cream donut in one.
Ow! That's going to lodge in the craw, isn't it?
That was from the local Save As You Spend on the corner.
This is such boring detail. Like, I don't care.
What the corner shop's name.
What the snack is. I don't care where the donut's from. Get on with it.
And the girls were happy. Happy in their friendship and happy that they were not dead.
This is filler if I've ever heard it.
The end.
Gradually, Belinda's mouth moved from the sweetness of the treat to the treat of the sweetest pussy in Greater London.
From the sweet to the treat, from the pussy to the mouth of the sweetest treat little baby in town.
That again.
From the sweet. Gradually, Belinda's mouth moved from the sweetness of the treat to the treat of the sweetest pussy in Greater London.
In Greater London!
Why is he so brilliant?
Bella's undercarriage was juicy and pleasant to the taste buds.
I'm not sure that's true.
And Belinda...
Not casting aspersions.
And Belinda wasted precious little seconds in tonguing it all the way to a full rounder.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean, from front to back?
Your dad loves rounders. That Flintstone game of rounders on the beach next time is going to be a little bit hard to handle.
They were not on the carpet for pleasure or for ease of access, but because they were watching telly.
Well, hardly. They're going to have to rewind, aren't they?
Telly was a favourite pastime of Bella's.
Telly! Oh, Bella, what do you like doing?
Telly!
Oh, okay, that's... Any hobbies?
Telly!
Anything in particular?
Just telly!
Web is on!
When, in an erotic novel, do you get to know the minutiae of someone's spare time so well? I feel like I'd know what dishwasher tablet she used. Yeah.
What's she watching?
Oh, well, it's not going to be a documentary, is it?
It's Homes Under the Hammer. It's like daytime TV on she's recorded
Bargain Hunt or something.
Yeah, I know what she's watching.
What?
White Noise. She hasn't even flipped it over to a channel.
Or just that girl with the doll.
The test card.
The test card.
Who? How old are you?
Where are these books at? Telly was a favourite pastime of Bella.
Who even says telly?
But Belinda was unfamiliar with its treasures.
She's unfamiliar with telly.
Are you serious?
She doesn't know what telly is.
She much preferred to practice decoupage in her downtime.
Oh, so wait, we thought we were maybe in the 80s, but we're in the, I don't know, 1800s?
What's decoupage?
Cutting out things from magazines and sticking them to bits of furniture.
Bella!
No, that's Belinda's last time.
Making like scrapbook spaces.
No, on like tables and chairs.
Decorating
and stuff.
Surfaces of furniture with cut-out pictures, generally of flowers, and then putting paper paste over the top and varnishing it.
Honestly,
it's just not true. We've never known her to do that. It's just
they're
not...
the best. They're the best two women I've ever met. They're so wonderful.
Their shitty little lives.
I'm so glad she didn't die. What a that's what you're telling. Just making a table covered of bits of magazine. Oh God.
They'd be like that cutest little couple.
Oh my God. No aspersions cast on those that enjoy decoupage or telly.
It's just the combination of the two. Oh,
Chase, we lost you there for a sec.
So shut them. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was just brilliant.
So she much preferred to practice decoupage in her downtime. But even her historically acute senses had been pricked by the images flashing up on her 4x4-inch TV screen.
It's not 4x4, it's 4x3.
Okay, thank you,
James. Nerd. Also, the tiniest TV ever, inches, though. Yeah. Why is it the size of a ye olde photograph?
Suddenly, midway through the licking...
Oh, is that of the decoupage?
Or the vagina? Suddenly, midway through the licking, Bella grabbed the battery-powered channel selector and pressed up.
The remote, yeah. Mm.
Bella changed channels.
Ah! She squealed. My favourite! Cosmo Macaroon!
What on earth?
James, Cosmo Macaroon.
Cosmo Macaroon is her favourite show. What the fuck is Cosmo Macaroon?
James, Cosmo Macaroon. Cosmo Macaroon.
What is Cosmo Macaroon? And why is it Bella's favourite?
My favourite, Cosmo Macaroon.
She sang the truth. But Belinda was all fingers and toes.
Who?
She asked genuinely.
Yeah. Thank you for asking for all of us. Oh, God, it's like a CBBC show, isn't it?
Who? She asked genuinely.
Cosmo Macaroon.
Yeah, we heard.
Only the biggest telly chef on the globe.
Telly chef? Cosmo Macaroon.
Cosmo Macaroon. My apologies. I've not heard of him.
Well, he's the biggest telly chef on the globe.
No, I should have. I really should have.
Barked Bella, offended on Cosmo's behalf. Oh, Coolio. Belinda
said, is he on it too? He's today's contestant.
She snuggled into Bella's many folds and began twirling her stringy clit with all fingers.
Stringy?
It's not long, is it? It's quite short.
That's got to be a lot to take in for you. Stringy.
Oh, he's doing deep breathing. In through the nose, out through the mouth.
You can watch an episode of Cosmo Macaroon when you're done.
That can be a treat. There's a box set on iPlayer.
So okay. She's nestled in there in her copious folds, yeah. You'd say.
Snuggled into Bella's many folds.
Folds.
And began twirling her stringy...
It's not stringy, so.
As Cosmo set about defilleting a common carp.
Do you even eat a common carp? You don't really see carp on the menu very...
Common carp.
It is common as mugwort carp.
Okay. It is interesting. We've never done this before.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Now, be careful when you de-gut the little snapper. You don't want to infect the flesh with his intestines.
So we're going to meet Cosmo in Australia. I mean, that's what we're getting to here.
Oh, of course. Why am I so slow?
That's why we're setting up Cosmo.
Belinda stopped and listened again. The accent. She knew it from somewhere.
Australia.
Must be her days down under.
Or just neighbours.
Or just knowing accents.
Oh, because she did work down... Did she work in Australia?
She did.
Where?
The clothing company that's on her CV.
Yeah. PTY?
Yes. International Clothing PTY. Was that what it was called?
I can't remember. But yeah, it was definitely a PTY because that was the Australian kind of...
Classification.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she's got an Australian background. She's lived there for a time.
Mm. Which I guess is maybe why the Duchess wants her to help. I don't know.
No, probably not.
So she knew it from her days down under.
Which is funny that we've not talked about it at all in 5 books and suddenly very convenient that it's coming up.
And also, we wouldn't have known that if we hadn't have read her CV in a footnote. It's not even been in the books.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Rocky, as ever.
Now, you want to chop his head clean off, but keep the gills for garnish.
Some of it's good and some of it's patchy, isn't it?
Yeah, it does wobble.
Cosmo continued.
What are you keeping for the garnish? Some of its head.
The gills.
The gills.
The garnish. Alice, you're a foodie.
What a beautiful garnish. What is it? It's gills.
Of common carp.
Now, you want to chop his head clean off, but keep the gills for the garnish.
That's ridiculous.
Cosmo continued. Bella was orgasming highly.
Highly.
Oh, yes. Cosmo, please, more. Feel those scales and taste that fishy off spray.
No.
I can't.
So 3, 2, 1, smash. Oops, bashed a bit of the brain there.
Cosmo is very slapdash.
No bother, it all comes out the same hole, isn't that right, Pawsums?
Pawsums? Pawsums. Stay mad, though.
Pawsums. Hell yes, and fuck.
Wretched Bella.
Wretched.
She's vomiting.
Dry heave. Well, she's watching somebody smash a fish's brains out, so it might be related to that.
It's a bit of a boner killer.
So 3, 2, 1, smash. Oops, bashed a bit of the brain there. No bother, it all comes out the same hole, isn't that right, Pawsums?
The brain should never come out of a hole.
Bella's eyes were rolling somewhere near her cranium, and Belinda's fingers were entwined in lady cum. The consistency of fresh snot.
FYI. Lady cum. Lady cum.
Lady cum.
Come,
lady
come, cum. My lady. Come, come.
Is that what that's about? Yeah.
My lady cum. Just then, as the sizzle of trout hitting butter plus heat.
I thought it was carp.
Oh my God. Not so common a carp. It's actually a very, very lesser spotted trout carp. Just then, as the sizzle of carp? Should I say carp, to be kind?
Yeah.
Carp hitting butter plus heat sounded. Belinda stopped dead. Licking her fingers clean, oh, she wiped...
Wiped what?
She wiped Bella's crotch on the carpet.
Like a dog when it drags itself on the floor on its arse.
Not even wiped the carpet on Bella. Wiped Bella on the carpet. Yes. How?
Licking her fingers clean, she wiped Bella's crotch on the carpet. Oh. As a wave of realisation unlike any she'd ever thought before crashed over her.
Oh my God, get on with it, what?
Bella, look what he's using to cook with!
Pots! And pens!
Bella gasped.
This is so slow.
Great to have you here, Bella. Don't know what we'd do without you.
What's her position again in the company, Bella?
Oh, funny you should say that. Precisely, key account manager extraordinaire S.
Bullshit.
Belinda muttered.
I've never seen slept your way to the top more than Bella.
Oh, so it's muttered. So, precisely, key account manager extraordinaire S. Belinda muttered as another thought, as clever as a con man, tangoed across her brainchild.
Hell.
I honestly, every other word is lewd. I can't. I mean, I feel like we're not pulling our weight, but like, what do we say?
There's nothing to be said.
At this point, what do you say?
Say, Bella, have you got your passport on you? I'm going to need you on my very important mission.
Don't take Bella. Why take Bella?
Bella's like, I did just come out of a coma 2 days ago.
She's literally still got a hospital band on. She's probably still on an IV.
Bella blushed. And that is the end of the chapter.
That was jam-packed with shit.
It was kind of a chapter of two halves, wasn't it? There was all of the MI5 stuff with the Duchess.
And then all that bullshit about the carp.
Cosmo Macaroon on telly.
I have so little time for Cosmo Macaroon, I can't tell you.
Yeah, it was a real, like, shit sandwich, wasn't it? That Everything's made of shit. The bread, it's all just shit.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Can't wait to meet Cosmo Macaroon.
Do you think we're going to meet? Well, yeah, we are, aren't we?
At least.
Yeah. So Spooner, Belinda and now Bella are all going down under to Australia. What could go wrong,
this
ladies
is mad
and gentlemen?
Because we're going down under to Australia in January.
Oh, yeah.
For our tour.
Yeah.
Do you think that we can find the person that Cosmo Macaroon is based on? Because there will be someone. There's going to be an Australian TV show that Rocky's seen here in the UK.
And not just Australia, obviously.
On the tour.
Yeah, shall I do a little plug?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
New Zealand.
Yes.
America. Canada. Ireland, UK, Europe, everywhere there's perverts, basically.
Exactly, exactly. And we're celebrating Belinda's 30th birthday, so it's going to be a real party.
Just maybe not the kind that you'd like to be invited to.
But you're coming anyway.
Oh my God, decoupage for days.
Decoupage and strippers.
You can get tickets and all of the dates on our website, mydadreadtoporno.com/live.
Guys, for a change, should we just not mention the socials?
I absolutely don't want to.
Me neither. You know where they are. You know where to find us.
Well, there's not much left then. What do you want to do?
Well, what would Bella do?
Tell her.
Hold up. 1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.